a really cool thing happening on Facebook, the Johnstown Porch Project, and my friend Lisa Bolas is responsible for this magic that she's been forming here. This has been really cool, Lisa. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Val.
For people that don't know what the Johnstown Porch Project is, could you explain to us?
Sure. The Johnstown Porch Project is actually something that photographers around the country are doing. It's called the Front Porch Project, but I wanted to make it, you know, unique to Johnstown. So what it is, I go around to neighborhoods and take photos of people sitting on their front porch or standing on their front porch. And it's a way of capturing what they're doing, capturing the moment of the stay-at-home order during the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Just a way to freeze time, I guess.
Yeah, and it's interesting because something that I've talked to many people about, when history looks back at this moment, now it seems as if it's been a long period, but we'll look back at it as, you know, it's like a brief couple of months, what we were all doing, what we did with this
right.
time. And as you said, what I love about this and some of the things that I see in some of the pictures that you have taken, people are showing stuff of what they did, and it shows the personalities of all the people within the community. So cool.
Yeah, it does. They're putting thought into what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Some are doing, I had one family, they all wore clothing of the colleges that they went to.
Yeah.
Another family, they're a swim family, and they decorated the front of their house with swimming, you know, towels and bags, and they all had swimming clothing on. They're giving thought into what they're doing. Some people have told me it's the first time they've done their hair and put makeup on,
mm-hmm.
so, or worn something other than sweatpants.
Yeah.
You know, people are excited to see somebody outside of their own home, you know, even though I'm obviously standing back and, you know, doing everything that I'm supposed to do, but it's a new face coming to their home
mm-hmm.
in a different sort of way. So
mm-hmm.
It's been a very positive, fun project. My friends have been telling me they're looking forward to see where I show up next.
Yes.
And they're getting to, quote unquote, see their friends.
Yes.
In a different way. So people are really enjoying having a picture taken. Seeing the pictures is, you know, that's another thing that has just, you know, it's bringing joy to people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not taking their picture, they're enjoying seeing everybody's pictures.
Another thing I love about this is every day I check Facebook to see who's next, you know, and you know, especially because Facebook or anything with social media has seemed to be so divisive over the last couple of years. And it's just so cool now to see such happiness. And, you know, as you say, it's something people look forward to find out who's next, who's among the
mm-hmm.
next crop of pictures, right?
Right. Now, one thing, the weather is not cooperating.
Yeah, it's been a...
that's a factor.
That's the way April's been, right? Yeah.
It has, you know, so obviously, and I have a full-time job. I work for the Girl Scouts, and I'm working from home during the week. This was supposed to just be me going out on weekends,
mm-hmm.
and it's not.
Right.
I try and go out an evening or two if I can to just get my list down a little bit, you know, so I am trying to get to everybody. I'm nervous that I'm not going to, because my thought with this is when the stay-at-home order is lifted,
mm-hmm.
is the porch project done?
Right.
You know, I'm not really sure how I'm going to handle that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous. I'm concerned with them. You know, I'm doing my best.
Right.
Yeah. And actually, what's fun, I was reached out to by the Westmont Fire Department.
Oh.
So there, yeah. So that's starting something new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Upper Yoder tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and I'm reaching out to Southmont this afternoon to see if I can get them, and I'm sure that that's going to start something else
mm-hmm.
with the porch project. So,
this is awesome. So even
yeah.
though this is titled the Johnstown Porch Project, I do want to say, and as Lisa said, you know, that she's going to all these other places, but she was actually in New Ashtola last week and got my family and a few of my neighbors. And as I said, I look forward to seeing who's next, because I've also seen many familiar faces, some people that I have not seen or talked to in the last couple of years. It's so cool to see these faces again. I'm sure, Lisa, whenever you started this, that you did not expect. You did not expect to get the reaction that you've gotten so far.
No, I told my mom this. I started the beginning of April. I took a picture of my mom and dad, my in-laws, my parents, a couple of their neighbors, just people I was quote-unquote safe with.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted those photos one at a time on Facebook, and a friend of mine who is a freelance writer for the Tribune Democrat reached out to me and got me hooked up with Chip Minnemeyer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm teamed up with the Tribune as far as they have a photo gallery. So every photo I take goes onto the photo gallery on their website. And like I said, I created the Facebook page. I told my mom, I said, I thought this was going to be a couple pictures. I have over 45 families on my waiting list.
That's awesome.
When I go out and post pictures in an evening, I end up getting 10 to 20 more families reaching out to me. So it just keeps growing, which is amazing. It's overwhelming to me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm.
It's really taken off, and I've met some pretty incredible families. And actually, Bo, on a sidebar,
yeah,
I was reached out to by one of your other neighbors in New Ashtola,
yeah,
and there's four or five more families out there that want me to come. So I might be back out your way.
We'll stop by for coffee. Yeah, it'd be good to see you again. So has there been anything that's been a big surprise to you? Are there any of these pictures that have really stood out that may have surprised you?
There's a lot of really cute young families out there.
Yeah.
I have older children, so that's, it's just the kindness. And I had one family who the little boy made me a card. He did that. The little kids just seem to really be enjoying it.
Right.
Lots of smiles, and they thank me.
Mm-hmm.
For coming and taking their picture. I've had a couple of little kids tell me I wear a mask,
mm-hmm,
and a couple of them actually say to me, you don't have to wear that because you're more than 6 feet away from us. And that's a shock that somebody so little
would understand
is aware of that.
Yeah.
So that's been a little bit of a surprise.
Oh.
But no, nothing's really, nothing's really just standing out because I've taken so many. It's kind of a blur.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy that everybody's having a good time.
And
with
it shows the kindness and the concern of people within this region. And, as I said, whenever we go through trying times like this, people around this area are just so special as far as I'm concerned.
And, they are.
And just the fact that this has gotten so much attention that you did not expect just tells you about how people appreciate this.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been overwhelming, and it's so much fun. I'm really glad that I decided to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the fence about it for a couple weeks, and I thought, why not? I said, I saw it happening in other areas. I was seeing it on social media, and I thought, why not bring it to Johnstown?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Oh.
So I was trying to think of a name. A friend of mine and I were actually tossing a couple names back and forth what to call it, and Johnstown Porch Project is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Westmont High School student actually created my logo for me. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so if people want to access these photos, it's just as simple as going to Facebook, right? And Johnstown Porch Project, right?
I post them all on Johnstown Porch Project. All you have to do is like the page.
Mm-hmm.
I post them all there. I do get everybody's permission, obviously, to put them there. I do share them then, the post, onto my personal Facebook page. And then, like I said, I do have the photo gallery as well on the Tribune Democrats website.
And it's always a pleasant surprise, I'll say it again, with who you see there. I guarantee everybody listening to this conversation now, someone's going to pop up and you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen her in so long. Glad to see they're doing well, Oh, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I've had some pretty neat things happen. One day, I was in Southmont. Like, I try and do areas, what makes sense, because I don't want to drive all over, from one hill to the next. So I was doing some people I had in Southmont, and I went and did the photos. There were like 10 families, and I came home, and I put them on my computer, edit them, do what I do, and then I post them. Usually, I do post them in the order in which I go to the family. So I send the pictures to everybody. Most you know, if people know me, they'll reach out to me, either text or messenger. But if not, a lot of people message me through the Porch Project Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I get back to everybody at some point. But I send the photos to those families via messenger on Porch Project page. Mm-hmm. So I send the photos out. And here I went back to two sisters' houses,
mm-hmm.
neither one of them knowing that the other one was getting their picture taken.
Oh, how cool.
And they didn't realize it until I posted the pictures. They literally were back to back. Like I was at the one house and went to the second sister's house immediately following.
Yeah.
And there was another family that I went to. Well, here, before I got to them, I was over at a friend's house, and I was waiting for them to come outside, because I'll send a message that I'm on my way so people could be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting outside, and there was a gentleman sitting on his front porch reading the paper mm-hmm. and smoking mm-hmm. his cigar or pipe or something. And I'm looking at him, and I walked over, and I said, "Can I take your picture?" And I explained what I was doing. He's like, "Sure."
Mm-hmm.
So I took his picture. Lo and behold, after I posted them all that evening, I had visited his daughter's house later.
Oh, my goodness.
And she hasn't seen her mom and dad for obvious reasons.
Oh.
And she was so thrilled because she got to see her father.
Yeah.
So I ended up going back and getting him and his wife later.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So,
isn't this great? Oh, just mm-hmm. absolutely wonderful. And again, you know, it's bringing joy over a period in which, you know, that we need some joy. And I just love the way that this has taken off, Lisa. This is really, really cool. And again, so happy that you got my family involved with this.
Oh,
as
I'm
well.
So happy that I did. Yeah, too.
And there's good people at New Ashtola, so I think everybody would be happy to hear that you're coming back again to see some other people.
Yeah, they reached out to me. I think it was the day I put your pictures up on the Porch Project. I got a message from somebody up that way. So, yeah, I'm coming back.
So, Lisa, keep doing the great work you're doing. And again, Johnstown Porch Project on Facebook really been a cool thing. And, thanks so much for what you're doing. It's making a lot of people happy in this region.
Well, thanks for reaching out to me, Bo. I appreciate it.
As always, great talking to you. All right. Thank you.